451.
Amend the City of Portland Employee Benefits Program to reflect necessary plan design changes as recommended by the Labor Management Benefits Committee and as administratively required by the Bureau of Human Resources for the city self-insured and insured plan offerings beginning July 1, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also good news.
Yes, it is. Kathy Bless, Health and Financial Benefits Manager with the City of Portland, and Anna may walk in as well. We're a little ahead of schedule, so that's good. As part of the upcoming annual enrollment process, Council Item 451 establishes the 2016-17 City of Portland Benefits Plan, reflecting necessary administrative and plan design changes for the upcoming fiscal year. And while many folks often look to the headlines regarding health care and make assumptions that all plans must be struggling, I'm here to tell you that it's not the case within the city's self-insured plan, CityCore. The CityCore rates have not seen a material increase since the plan year beginning July 1, 2014. In that year, our single-party rate was $693.13, and for July 1, 2016, it's $693.85. We have managed to hold rates flat even with added coverage requirements within the Affordable Care Act, and we have continued to seek value in plan design where it's made sense. In fact, because of our recommendations and work within the Labor Management Benefits Committee, we are able to lower the maximum out-of-pocket cost per person under the CityCore plan from $3,500 to $3,000. And add a much-needed increase to the basic life benefit for the DCT groups, moving away from a flat $10,000 benefit to a benefit that is one times annual salary up to 50, which matches the general population of employees. These enhancements are made possible because of stability and overall utilization of the plan and because of a move in pharmacy benefit management services. The new PBM's formulary structure provides maximum rebates and discounts back to the plan while still adding value to the member. The LMBC worked collaboratively and hard to look at each option and come to consensus on what was best moving forward. The recommendations I make to the LMBC and to you are balanced, ensuring the program is fiscally responsible and sustainable long into the future, providing quality, value-driven care and coverage and choice to employees is, I know, a commitment of this council and our office. I continue to support and advocate for a culture of health within the workplace and within the health plan and see this as a critical function of my office. We have a desire to create an environment that supports getting to the root cause of barriers to health through preventive care and the Healthy Foundations program. As we have discussed in previous years, Healthy Foundations is a personalized program that matches interventions, intensity, and objectives more closely to the participants' individual beliefs, attitudes, and preferences. This program has helped ease the burden of chronic disease for the 230 folks who have either been through the program or are currently participating. We can show the participants who graduate from this program have lower stress, lower depression rates, and higher patient activation scores. Members also see improvements in physical fitness, social activity, overall health, and quality of life. They are more adherent to prescription medication, have fewer days in the hospital, use emergency services less, and cost significantly less than participants who have been invited to join the program but have chosen not to enroll. The average annual cost of care for CityCore participants whose claims are between $5,000 and $50,000 is $13,600 per person. Healthy Foundations participants' claims costs average 9.5% above that general population in this claims range. But for those who have been invited but have not chosen to enroll, those costs are 17.2% above the general average. Significant savings are happening, but we also understand that more work needs to be done. We will continue to build opportunities for employees within the Healthy Foundations program. New options will be available over the course of the next plan year, getting these important services to more participants through group-centered activities, coaching, and individualized plans for success. We will also look for ways to integrate the Employee Assistance Program services through EAP and how best to integrate primary care to ensure employees have ready access for services, whether that is in new partnerships with hospital systems, providing primary care, or envisioning more collaboration to bring services nearer to employees who do not work within the downtown core. At this time, I'd like to introduce Roger Lennenberg to provide some remarks to you regarding his own experience within the Healthy Foundations program. After that, I would be happy to answer any questions that you have about the health plan and then also ask for your approval on the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome, Roger. Good morning.
Thank you. I am one of the beneficiaries of the Healthy Foundations program and the city's health program, and when I heard there was an opportunity to at least put a face to the people that use that program and just give a little highlight about how important it is, I took the opportunity. And so I just wanted to share with you my experience briefly. I've had a chronic disease for 30 years, struggled with it more or less, always been a productive member of society, but it's taken its toll on me and my family. And because I'm a heavy user of the system, or I was, more heavy user, I was lucky enough to get chosen and asked to join Healthy Foundations, which I did, and it took a fairly substantial commitment of time. I would go regularly for once a week for over a year, and it's amazing what the transformation and the help that it provided. I no longer require medicine that was costing $10,000 every 6 weeks. I had been off it for quite a long time. I'm not going to say that just spending time with the good people at Healthy Foundations was what did it, but it's a product of a lot of things that I think Healthy Foundations brought to the table for me that you just don't get elsewhere. That's the long and the short of it, is that people who have specialties know a lot about their specialties. They don't always know a lot about the things that are attached to those specialties that they work on, and for anybody that's had an experience like I have, it's very difficult to find a place that provides a big tent of services, and financially it makes a big difference. And from the personal point of view, for people who live with people with chronic disease or people who work for the city with chronic disease, makes a difference to have a place and a way to get past that being a central part of your life, which interferes with your work, it interferes with your personal life, and they're good people. It's worth the city's investment, and if you've wondered if there are anybody you know uses that service, yes, somebody you know does. There's probably a lot of people, they just don't talk about it a lot, so thanks for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here.
Good morning, Anna.
Morning, Mayor. I apologize. I had a meeting with 483,
okay.
Which is great these days, so we're very happy, but yes, so happy to be here as well, and I know Kathy's already gone through the plan, but I do think Kathy doesn't often toot her own horn, but one of the reasons that the city has really such a robust health insurance program that meets the council values around healthcare for employees, that focuses on a model that doesn't punish the sickest people in our system, and is a model that was recognized most recently by, we met with the representatives from Vieira Health as, oh my God, you guys are doing everything right. So as you consider this, want to reiterate that this is a lot of work gone into by my staff, and also a lot of collaboration and very good thinking with the Labor Management Benefits Committee in designing the plan design. And I know Kathy mentioned this gratifyingly, although it's not a big part of the plan, we were able to increase the life insurance for DC2 employees to the LMB3 process, something we were unable to do in the bargaining process. So that's great. So all in all, I do applaud the efforts of Kathy Bless and the LMBC in bringing this plan to you.
Great. Questions?
There's just an article in the paper about soaring requests from healthcare companies asking for increases in premium. How are we doing on paying for the city system in terms of increase in cost for the program?
So the article that came out yesterday on the Oregon insurance exchanges, yeah, anywhere between 14 to 32%. We have a 0% increase this year.
Just say that again, please. Really loud and smile. I didn't know the answer there. That was definitely a leading question. But
yeah.
Their requests are 14 to how many percent?
32.
And
32 and a half.
And
zero.
Ours is zero. And, in fact, we're increasing benefits because we manage our system so well.
Yes, and we have not had to dip into any reserves to help subsidize any payment of claims. We're doing a phenomenal job.
You are doing a phenomenal job. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really excellent. Thank you. Other questions?
Well, I guess I had an email exchange with Kathy about this, and I think that basically the changes to the benefits are, in essence, cost neutral because of the savings under the new prescription plan, right?
Right, which we will be coming before July 1 for a contract with Express Scripts. That's the new PBM.
It's called Express?
Express Scripts. And they are one of the largest PBMs, and we're really able to show us value through rebates and pricing and formulary that has very small impact to employees and huge value to both consumers of prescription medications and the city.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you all very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then we should take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Well, this is extremely good work, and I thank you for that, and thank you, Roger, for putting a face on the Healthy Foundations program. It really helps. I appreciate it. Aye.
Novick?
It is great to be reminded of the success of this program, and I join Commissioner Saltz and Roger in thanking you for putting a face on it. And it's great to be reminded that we are doing a phenomenal job of controlling health care costs in the face of skyrocketing increases elsewhere. Well done. Aye.
Ritz?
Well, thank you, Kathy Bless and Anna Canrett. Thank you for coming to tell your story. Thank you to others in the audience who have been part of the Labor Management Benefits Committee. It's a great example of administration and our employees working together to do good things. So just to recap, Anna mentioned at the end that we are now providing $50,000 life insurance to members of our district trades unions and recreational employees, Local 483, which brings everybody in the city up to have that basic benefit, and it really makes a difference. So, again, that's being done within the existing costs. We are decreasing the annual out-of-cost individual maximum from $3,500 to $3,000, again, within existing budget. And we are moving to a $3 minimum copay with still zero cost for birth control. So I very much appreciate all of the attention to details. Oh, and so my staff were pretty excited about the $150 towards the purchase of night guards. Apparently city employees have a lot of grinding of teeth during
it's
the
very
night.
Stressful, yes.
That is all appreciated. And at the same time, we're saving taxpayers' money.
Yes.
This is excellent work. Thank you. Aye.
Hales. Yeah, Roger, thanks for coming. I think it's really important to note that one way to save healthcare costs is to help people avoid healthcare by being healthy, by healthy lifestyles, by weight loss, by exercise, by other choices that we can help our employees and their families make that reinforce their own health. So that's very much the philosophy here, and I appreciate it. This is one more of these unremarkable proceedings that happen in this room. You know, there are still people in Portland who pick up on the generalized rhetoric that government must be wasting their money all the time, everywhere. I heard a little of that last night at a contentious community meeting on a completely different subject. But, you know, you still hear it even in Portland. And I keep telling the stories about these unreported proceedings that happen in this room when our outside auditor comes in with a document this thick, sits where you sit today and say, we have no issues. With a $4 billion budget with thousands of line items, they said, we have no issues. And essentially, they're saying, our financial staff is doing absolutely everything right, down to the last digit. And then here, our health benefits manager says, 0% increase at a time of rapidly inflating health care costs and huge turmoil, some of it positive, like the Affordable Care Act, in the healthcare industry, you're surfing through all those choppy waters and ending up at a better plan at the same cost. It will no doubt get little coverage, but it is noticed in here and appreciated very much. Thank you all. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good work.